1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, inside talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together for the next 2 hours. Topics such as love, family, social talk, fun, leisure, and travel. And that's just for starters. No matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And welcome to the magazine here on KXXT 1010 AM, all about entertainment. And we have, of course, in studio, none other than L.A. Dodger fan, Greg Isaac.
Yes.
Yeah, you're wearing a L.A. Dodger shirt.
Yeah, well, spring training's almost here.
Well, and you're wearing a King hat. Right?
I am.
What, you from L.A.?
It's hockey season.
You love L.A.?
Yeah. Well,
sing the
teams.
Song.
I love the teams.
It's like cross-examining him. Okay, and of course, we have our great, and when I say great, I mean great movie reviewer, entertainment guy, Joseph Erdo.
Iardo.
Wow, what
Sorry,
is up with you?
I was just seeing the news that Yoda's maker died today.
I don't get it.
Yoda's the only part of Star Wars that I actually like.
But Yoda's not real. How could his maker die? His maker never dies.
Well, I guess it does happen.
Right? That's, Joseph, yeah. does a maker die?
This sounds like some spiritual stuff.
I know. How can a maker die?
I guess Yoda's creator. I'm not sure if he created the...
Oh, the creator.
If he was an artist or, you know.
We got to find that out. This is entertainment,
right? Yeah,
oh, and Chewbacca as well. Yeah.
Who's that?
Actually, you know what? I think I did hear about this earlier, but I forgot about it. And then when I brought up the internet, I saw it thinking, oh.
It was a couple years ago, right? No, I'm kidding.
He was fairly young, only 98, so.
You know. Oh, no. Oh. Really? He was 98 years old?
98 years old.
How's that possible?
Yeah, unbelievable.
All right, so we got a great show today. Why? Because Joseph Erdo's in studio.
Iardo.
Okay. I keep tricking him, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
And it's not working well for him.
No, not for him, no.
Because he's
Well, the first time you got me, but that time
I had you on Erdo.
Iardo. You know, as long as I'm within a second, I think it's okay. If it's any more...
No, it's got to be quicker.
Really?
Iardo.
Iardo.
Okay, good.
That was three-tenths of a second.
Joseph.
Yeah, Iardo.
No.
Oh, Joseph.
Okay.
Yowie.
So, Joseph, how are you?
Well, great. I'm great. Thank you very much. Well, speaking of tricking everyone, you were on a roll last week. You picked all of my ratings. You predicted them all.
This is very exciting, right?
Yes, it is.
And I want to do some more today.
Yeah, you've got three chances today. We got three movies to review. And we'll see if you're able to guess those when we review those.
Those
are
exciting.
Bullet to the Head. That's Sylvester Stallone's new movie.
He's always good. I sort of like him.
Yeah?
He never gets old. It's like him and Arnie and Bruce Willis. They never seem to get old, and they do these same movies.
And they've all got movies coming out here. You know, Arnie had that movie come out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I still didn't see that. Is that still out?
Is it The Last Stand? Yes, that's one
Doing
of my
okay,
favorite movies of the year so far. Absolutely,
I definitely want to see that.
And then you know, we had Parker last week. We reviewed with Jason Statham, right? He's not that old, but he's an action guy, kind of competing with these guys, right?
Oh yeah.
And then you know, Bruce Willis coming out here pretty soon with A Good Day to Die Hard.
I'm looking forward. I like the Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
Well, the first two, actually.
Yeah. Well,
third one, okay, right?
It was all right. And then you had the one with Justin Long.
That wasn't a Die Hard movie.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or was that
No, that was not a Die Hard movie. No, really. I think I'm right about this one.
He is a Die Hard fan of Die Hard.
Yeah, I think that was about a hacking movie, but he didn't play John McClane.
Yes, he did.
Did he really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I stand corrected. Well, what's the one with... So there's four of them now?
Live Free or Die Hard was the
Live Free.
Title of that one.
Yeah, okay, right.
Well, I guess
I forgot, too. It's been a while.
Wait, so there's four of them now?
And Die Hard with a Vengeance had Samuel L. Jackson.
That was three.
That was the third one. So
the
it automatically is an A-plus movie. If
so four, the fourth one was with Justin Long.
Yes.
All right, stand corrected. Mm-hmm. So now we got number five.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, it was pretty good with Justin Long. That's when they trying to bring down the whole country.
Yeah, and I don't know. Do you remember who Justin Long was in that movie? Was that his son or something?
He was a hacker that they were trying to kill.
Okay.
He rescued him, but his daughter was in the movie, and she didn't really like him much. And then
right,
and the next one, I think it's son's in the movie.
Yeah, this next one,
that's
his son
cool
is in the movie.
Action.
Yeah, yeah. So
what happened to the wife, though? She was cute.
I don't know.
Remember?
I don't remember her.
No, she looked like Amanda Friedman. I mean, Siegfried.
Okay.
What was her name?
Siegfried. And
that's right.
What Siegfried. Happened is, you know, the wife got old, and, you know, Bruce Willis's character, McClane.
He died?
No,
she died?
No, he doesn't put up with that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's going to date his daughter's friends.
New model, like Porsche.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Porsche.
So that we'll be talking about in a couple of weeks. Today we'll have
Porsche
our review.
Doubletree Hotel.
Right.
Doubleday.
That movie we'll be talking about. The movie we'll be talking about today is Bullet to the Head with Sylvester Stallone. We also have stand-up guys. Talk about some people who are getting old. Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, and Alan Arkin.
Good actors.
Okay, good actors, say. Yeah. So very we'll find good. Out if that one's any good. Warm Bodies is our third and final review.
Saw the previews of
yeah.
that.
About zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, but it was actually, it looked like it was beyond zombies with a heart and soul
yeah.
where they evolved. So it sort of maybe had some meaning, but I haven't
possibly,
seen it yet.
Right? So we'll find out. I don't know. Plus, the cool thing here is I got a chance to sit down with Dave Franco, one of the movie's stars. He was also in Fright Night.
And the brother of?
James Franco.
This is good action.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll have our interview with him coming up here in the second half hour probably, as well as the writer and director of the movie, Jonathan Levine. He directed 50-50 and All the Boys Love Mandy Lane and The Wackness.
I like The Wackness and 50-50. I didn't see the
All the
other
Boys.
One. Yeah.
That's a good horror movie.
Really?
Yeah, with Amber Heard. Amber Heard, she's cute, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
yeah.
Now everyone's copying me.
I don't know if she'd
go. We qualify.
I don't know if she'd go for me, though. I might have to be a girl for that, but we'll see.
All right.
Well, I've been wondering
about
that.
That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah.
You might be. I don't know. She's a producer now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll double check on her. But 50-50 I liked a lot, of course. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And you said that in your email. I bet you liked that, and you were right on.
50-50. I don't think I saw that one.
50-50. Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character gets cancer, and but it was funny though. It was good.
So you liked it?
I did.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is the Amanda Heard I'm thinking of. Yeah, she's
Amber Heard.
Amber.
Hey, now you sound like me. Isn't
what
that
did
funny?
I say?
Wow, it's contagious.
Yeah.
It's
this is scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
So those are the movies we'll be talking about, and those are the interviews, and we'll give you all the rundown on the box office as well, how each of these movies fared last weekend at the box office. But I figured, you know, if you wanted to start off, I know that you guys saw a movie last Friday, right? After the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll go over this real quickly.
I liked it. I know you gave it four zings. I'll give it three zings only because some of the clips in movie 43 – you know, the Emma Stone, who I think is great, but the one she was in with the Culkin brother.
Yeah,
Kieran. That was boring. There were some that were a little boring, but some of the best ones, of course, obviously, as we talked about a little off the air, you know, with Terrence Howard and, of course, with Josh Duhamel, Elizabeth Banks, and one that Elizabeth Banks directed, of course, with McLovin himself, Christopher Mintz.
Class A.
Yeah, there you go. And Chloe.
Grace Moretz.
Yeah. I'm having a Dave moment there. I'm seeing their names, but I'm not pronouncing it. But were phenomenal. And then, of course, Hugh Jackman and Kate Winslet to the beginning. So there were some that really stood out that were hilarious, of course. So many stars. I think you mentioned last week over 36 recognizable names.
Yes, and, absolutely.
You know, then the Seth MacFarlane cameo, you know, he's one of my all-time favorites. So I liked it, and I think it's one of those movies that even though the public and maybe some other critics out there maybe are saying different things about it, I do think it will be a cult classic once it hits DVD. I think you'll start seeing more people
like
go,
Rock and Roll High School with I can't remember now. She was married to Dennis Quaid. What's her name? PJ Souls. PJ Souls?
I know the name, but I don't know the movie.
I met
though.
Her personally.
Yeah, there
really?
You go.
No,
yeah.
Really. Ever see the movie Stripes?
Yes.
Yes.
Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
The two MP women, one of the blondes, PJ Souls.
Oh.
And remember, They went to the colonel's house with Bill Murray and the other guy, the tall guy, with the two blondes. And Bill Murray got on the stove, and she got a spatula and said, "You want the Aunt Jemima treatment?" Remember that scene?
Yeah.
When I first met them.
I didn't say that, did you?
No. But I knocked on the door. She answered.
With a spatula.
No. And I said, "Wow, it's so nice meeting you. I'm a big fan of yours," because she was in Stripes. And she Rock and Roll High School, I think, was a big sort of like a B movie, but it's like a cult movie.
But I think the one that brought her out was Halloween. She was
in Halloween?
She was one of the first.
She was married to Dennis Quaid, and then I guess Dennis went for Meg Ryan.
I guess so.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. Anyway, so I met her new husband, who was an astronaut. And he was sort of well-known in his own right. Also flew 300, I think, missions in Vietnam and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's quite courageous, too. And then I said, "Wow, it's so nice meeting both of you." And PJ Souls, "It's, you know, so nice meeting you." She goes, "Well, get on the stove." No, she said that. The Aunt Jemima treatment. But I didn't.
Oh, why not? Yeah.
Because we had a Vietnam vet there.
Oh.
The husband.
Oh.
And I rest my case. Anyway, there it is. That was my interaction with PJ Souls.
Very
good. A good actress. So.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, I guess that wasn't so funny.
Did you like movie 43?
All right, here it is.
Did
Here's
you think
my analysis.
It was funny?
Okay.
I'm going to break it down in three parts.
Mm-hmm.
And because I can't really combine all three scores, but I'll tell you one thing. The acting was fabulous.
Okay.
A, 100. Really. It was that good. The acting was tremendous. Why? Well, these are the best actors and actresses out there.
Sure.
And especially the little kid. I won't tell you what scene, but it was funny. This little kid was hysterical. You remember the little guy with the girl? The teenage?
Yeah.
Okay. The girl?
Jimmy Bennett is his name, I think.
Excellent. But overall, the acting was fantastic. And there's no question. So I give it an A there. So that would be 5 zines for acting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the funniness scale.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I could give it a 3.5 zines on funniness. Maybe 4. But it was funny. But the content, and to really recommend it, especially a person in my position. Look at my voice is going down, Tommy.
I'm a CPA.
I probably, that would drag it down to virtually 0 zines to give it a 2 zine overall. But it's only because...
Not many people, other than maybe.
I mean, they may
really
not understand
that.
You know,
right?
They might not understand why you say that you laughed during this movie.
Right? They might go, "What's his problem?"
Yeah,
but
you laughed at the leprechaun.
But I understand how you both can give it that because acting was fantastic.
Yeah,
and it's not going to ruin anyone's career. I'm telling you.
No, I don't.
It
think
will
so
not.
At all. Yeah,
I thought it was very well made. It technically is well made, produced, directed. The sequence of events was excellent, and it's just the content that hey, I'm a CPA. I'm
I know.
To be,
I get
you know
you.
What I'm saying. I'm supposed to be conservative.
Well, you said it last time. I rate on what I feel about a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
And
to
I
try
took
to go
it more on
that,
my.
I'm
going left brain on this.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's okay, but it was. But I agree with Greg and both of you. I guess that it will be a cult DVD movie, and behind the scenes.
Oh yeah,
I'm predicting.
I think so.
Right?
I think it will pick up because I think right now you look online and some of the public will talk about it, going, "Oh, I walked out," but then others will say this was a genius film that everyone made. Was it the Farrelly brothers or just Peter?
I think it was just Peter.
I think so too. That was really behind it. But I do think when you look 5-10 years down the road, you know, people will look back and go, "Hey, you know, it was actually a pretty funny movie."
Yeah, it's just well done technically.
I'll say this though, and maybe it's because I'm very liberal and maybe have a kind of sick mind, I don't think it was as raunchy as some are letting
I don't
it
think
out
it
to
was.
Be. You know?
I think it was less than I anticipated.
Right, okay. Absolutely.
But anyway, that's my only comment. So Give me some knuckles.
Knuckles,
nice
yeah.
job. And so you understand how I had
so
to go
personally,
logic.
Personally, you would give it a 3 or a 4, but
publicly,
the business side and in public change it up a bit.
What about Tommy? What do you say?
We'll have to get Tommy to the movies.
Okay, he's leaving. He's gonna
go see it right now.
Yeah. All right.
Bring it up on the internet.
Anyway, so there
it's already
there it is.
On DVD. So
now what are we gonna? We're gonna do some reviews, or are we gonna listen to an interview?
Let's go ahead and do some of the reviews.
Okay.
Let's talk about first. Bullet to the Head. This is probably the big movie. Since we talked about Sylvester Stallone, it made $4.5 million at the box office last weekend.
Is that good?
It's not that good. No. In number six. That's what it was, sixth place at the box office. 4.5, really not that good, especially when you consider this is a big action star, right? It's been around for a long time.
Huge, ever since Rocky. Let's predict what you're going to say before we get into the review, because we'll be able to see his body language.
Absolutely.
And his excitement level, or not.
We can see how good you are at your NLP.
Okay, so without giving the review... Just think of the movie and think overall of the movie. Think of your overall review without saying anything. I just want to read your nonverbal.
All right.
Are you thinking about
how
you liked it?
I'm thinking about it.
All right. I think he's going to give it the between 3 and 4. What do you say, Greg?
I agree. I think this is going to be a good week in terms of zings for the three movies we'll be talking about. I am going to follow Dave's footsteps there. I'm going to say...
Maybe we got to give it specific.
I'm going to say a 3.
Oh, I wanted to say that.
Well, I let it out before you.
All right, I'm going to say a 3.
Amber Heard.
You're going to say 3?
And three, you're going to say what?
Just for some parody, I'll say a 3.5, even though technically
I don't give halves.
It'll be a 3.
I don't give
halves. No, you don't give
oh,
halves.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
I don't.
Oh.
Some people do.
All right, we'll both say 3. It's okay.
Could it be
you
a
could
4,
take,
though?
Yeah, you took Baltimore and you won. He won the Super Bowl. He took the Ravens.
That's what happens. I'm the hockey guy, but I get football right.
He does pretty good.
You can give it 3 because, he's not going to choose the same on
I'm
the other
I'm
going to
say
possibly.
4.
You're going to say 4?
Why? Because I get the sense. I can see a 4.
Well,
okay.
In this movie, Sylvester Stallone plays a career hitman who he is hired to kill this guy with his partner. And shortly thereafter, his partner is killed by someone else. It turns out that they are double-crossed. This other person tries to kill him as well. As it turns out, the person that they killed was the partner of a by-the-book detective played by Sung Kang. He is from what?
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
You know, I like Fast and the Furious.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
And 6 is coming out, and
he'll
I can't
be in
wait.
That as well.
I really like that.
He made his debut in Tokyo Drift, which was the third one, which was sort of, I think it was a prequel. But then, of course, he was in the 5th one, now be in the 6th.
Is the old girlfriend coming back in 6?
Yes. From the preview. Yeah.
How do you do that, though?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet.
I'm going to guess that she really never died. She was just captured.
Probably.
Oh, or it's a dream sequence.
But then he has a new girlfriend that's cuter. In the 5.
She's movies. Cuter, you think so?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot who played the girlfriend in 5.
Wow. We're interrupting Joseph Erdo.
Iardo.
Oh, yeah, he did it within half a second. All right, sorry, Joseph.
So, no, it's fine. Yeah, it's Sung Kang. So he plays this detective. So they're forced to pair up and try to track down their collective enemy. You know, their shared enemy. And so they track down each of these bad guys. One of them is played by Christian Slater. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
we were talking about him. What
yes,
happened?
We were talking about.
And
well, we were
back.
Talking about him for this movie. Yeah.
Oh.
This is what we were giving passes away, and that's yeah. when we were giving passes away, we were talking about some of the stars.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
No, no, it's cool. And Jason Momoa also is in this. Yeah. He's the new Conan or the. Was Conan until Arnie is going to take back that role. So this is what happens here basically is the two guys quarrel. They fight. I'm going to go in. I'm going to take care of it myself. Sylvester Stallone goes in, shoots the bad guy in the head, beats him up first, then shoots him in the head. Then then the two good guys argue again, pull their guns out at one another, and then they go find the next guy, rinse, repeat. Same sort of thing,
so
over and over and over.
Is it sort of like the what do you call it? The revenge with Charles Bronson, where they're trying to clean out all the bad guys,
Well,
in a way,
There's more of a purpose to this because they want to get to the they basically want to take down
the killed their friends.
Yeah, yeah. And you
so
know,
it's a double deal going.
Right, right. And it's not just a it's not just one guy that killed their friends.
Okay.
It is an organization.
Oh.
And you know, people are hiring people, and so you got to kill the guy who actually pulled the trigger, and you got to kill the guy who
gave the order
exactly,
and find the president.
Yeah,
not the president,
yeah,
not either, but the head of the organization
exactly.
That's doing bad things.
Right. So you know, if you like that sort of thing, this might be a good movie for you. But you know, I found it kind of boring. No, don't celebrate yet.
Oh no, you might say two. We're both wrong.
No, well, so let's see.
I think three still.
I'm going to – I'll tell you, yes, I am giving it three.
I win again. Are you
three
proud
zines.
Of me?
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You got two more to go. We'll see if you
– Oh, yeah.
You got a hot streak
I think
going
I'll
here.
Catch up.
But, yeah, it's based on a French graphic novel, the same title. And it is okay. It's really gritty. And if you like Sylvester Stallone, I mean, he's the best that he is at this kind of like gritty stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just it's too repetitive. It's like a pattern that goes on.
And, predictable, right?
Yeah, very predictable. By the third bad guy, you're thinking, I know exactly what's going to happen. I mean, not only do they put a bullet in the guy's head, but all the stuff that happens in between
is
the same exact stuff. I mean, how many times can these two guys sit in a car together and then pull a gun on each other?
Same scene, different names.
Not even that. Same scene, just 20 minutes later.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But yeah, so it's okay.
That could have been the name of the movie. Same scene, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that I really did like about this, and maybe it was just the theater, but for a movie called Bullet to the Head, it had really good sound effects. I mean, the bullets in this movie, I mean, when they're leaving the chamber, when they're piercing bodies and whatnot,
really?
It is loud. It is in your ears. It you can feel it in the movie theater. It really sounds like a gun is going off each time that they do this.
So they had some good editing.
Very
sound
good
effect.
Sound editing, sound effects, all that. And, you know, so three zines, not terrible, but still, when I gave four zines to Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie The Last Stand, definitely go see that. I couldn't stress that enough, that was a lot more fun than this.
Yeah.
Definitely not nearly as repetitive. This is also better than Parker, Jason Statham's movie that we talked about last week. So, you know, like I said, we've got, I think, a week off next week, but then we're back with two more movies the next 2 weeks with action stars.
There's a week off? There's no movie releases?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. No. There was movie releases, but there's no action movies. So it's Valentine's Day. But, you know, we've got A Good Day to Die Hard coming up next with Bruce Willis. And then after that, we've got Snitch with Dwayne Johnson. We have an interview here coming up as well in a couple weeks.
With Dwayne Johnson?
No, unfortunately. Not unfortunately. The director. Very brilliant guy.
That's sort of cool,
though. Yeah, very, very brilliant guy. Put a lot of thought into this movie. And so we'll talk more about that when we get to it. But, you know, we're going through all the action stars, aren't we?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I like Dwayne Johnson, though. The Rock.
Yeah, did you see his milk commercial during the Super Bowl?
Fantastic.
Funny.
Yeah.
It was very good. I liked it a lot, actually.
I thought that did a good job.
Is he back on wrestling?
I believe he is. Yeah.
He's very popular.
I think he's the champion now, actually.
Yeah. He is?
I think so. I think he won out here at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, he was here not too long ago.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I smelled what he was cooking. Yeah.
Wow, he's known as The Rock.
Not anymore, no.
Oh, he's Dwayne Johnson.
No, now we're not going to get an interview. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. He's a pretty good actor, though.
Yeah.
He's a very good actor. Excellent.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Well, the key question, though, is since he's probably listening right now in this trailer, Christian Slater, how many zings would you give him in this one?
In this movie, his role was pretty short. I'll give it two, to be honest.
Right. Oh, bummer.
Yeah. Right. No, Jason Momoa, he did a really good job. Mm-hmm. He can't play a good guy, as Conan showed us, but he can play a really good bad guy. He's pretty scary.
Christoph Waltz.
Oh, well, he can play both, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Django. Yeah. He's what a great actor.
Yeah,
I saw Water for Elephants again.
Yes.
Like that movie a lot.
Yes, me too.
That's excellent.
So next up we have Stand Up Guys. This is Al Pacino and Christopher Walken. They play a pair of aging con men who Al Pacino is released from prison, and they decide to get the gang back together again. They go to the old folks' home, pull Alan Arkin out of the old folks' home, and behind the scenes, Christopher Walken has to kill Al Pacino
for
something.
predict the zines?
Well, I'll let you predict before I tell you anything objective or subjective about it.
Excellent.
But, you know, so this is kind of, a, you know, just old gang back together again type of movie. $1.5 million at the box office. Think that's any good?
No.
Number 18.
Well,
couldn't even crack the top 10.
Al Pacino.
Barely even made the top 20.
Number 18, first week out.
Wow. Somewhat of a small release, but not limited.
Huh.
You know, it, fewer theaters, but yeah, with this cast.
Surprising, so, yeah, Al Pacino especially.
Yeah, so I don't know how much money it cost them to make it, but, you know, it doesn't sound, you know, $1.5 million is not a very good start. So what do you guys predict? Did I like it or did I not?
Okay, so non-verbally, just think of it.
All right.
Think of the overall movie now.
Mm-hmm.
Non-verbally. What you liked, what you didn't like.
All right. I'm thinking.
Oh, it looks bad. I mean, at highest three zine, it could be a two zener. I have to pick one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Going three zines, Greg.
I think a lot of people, in terms of public, seem to like it. At least a few that did get
52%.
36%. And with
of the
that type of cast, it sounds good. But on the other hand. I get the sense you didn't like it. I'm going to say two. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, here we go. This movie, you know, I usually don't like these old folks movies. I didn't like Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. I
absolutely hated
Quartet. Yeah.
But he likes this one.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't.
He's going to take the lead.
Greg gets it.
Two zines,
Two zines, yes, absolutely. One would think that it would be, you know, a really good movie if you've got these three great actors. And you know, they do some great work. And in here, there's some interesting scenes. There's some themes that they explore very briefly that are okay. Mm-hmm. But the movie itself, you know, if you want to just see Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, and Alan Arkin walk around talking about...
old times.
No, ED.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ED and...
it was just not funny.
No. It's just them talking about just old person problems in the sexual department. You know, that's all
I can
say.
That's too bad. That's too bad to waste those brilliant actors on bad content and not even funny stuff.
Well, Dave might like it because he might relate, but...
No.
Yeah, and...
yeah, I was a famous actor at one time. But Al Pacino is going to play, guess who?
Who?
Penn State coach Joe Paterno.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Possibly.
That could be it depends how it's written.
Well, you know, here this could have just been an advertisement for Viagra. Seriously.
Really?
That's as bad as this movie is. You know, there are some themes that it brings up very, 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 very briefly that are interesting. Had they explored those and not made it such a very superficial movie, this could have been decent.
Yeah.
But, gosh, it was so boring.
And not very well written.
No, not very well written. Mm. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, it was very close to an F for me. Very close to
one scene.
But, you know, I think with these three actors, you can listen to them read the phone book and you'd still kind of be at least a little bit interested.
Yeah. But that's a shame. So not a recommendation. So people out there, two zines, almost one. Yeah. That means not a recommendation.
Yeah, it also means that Greg won that one. So now
you won that
you're
one.
Tied.
Nicely done.
Ready for the tiebreaker?
Yes, and that's Warm Bodies, I already know.
Warm Bodies, you already know.
I think it's a four-zine.
You think it's a four-zine? And
I
how
do.
About you?
Oh, wait, you didn't even say anything about it.
Say a little bit about it.
Okay. Yeah, say a little bit about it.
Because right now that's my sense, too, but I can't.
And I did see the previews, and it looks sort of cool.
Actually, to be honest, so you've gone first each time, so I think I have to.
All right.
Yeah. But we'll see what he says.
Well, first of all, this was the number one movie at the box office last weekend, $20.4 million.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not a gigantic start, but considering
good.
This is pretty good, considering this is not a franchise or something like that.
Oh.
It is based on a book. And Nicholas Holt plays a zombie who, you know, at the beginning of the movie, the first several minutes, it's just some voiceover. He's walking around saying, you know, I really wish that I could remember my name. I wish that I could introduce myself to these people, but I don't even know who I am anymore. And there's a zombie apocalypse. On the other side of this big wall is the Resistance. Some younger people who have to venture out and get some medical supplies. They run into the zombies, including this Nicholas Holt's character. And one of them is Dave Franco, who, again, we're going to talk to here in shortly. And Dave Franco gets his brain eaten by Nicholas Holt's character. And Nicholas Holt then falls in love with Dave Franco's girlfriend in the movie and runs away with her and she, against her will. And then she has to, you know, figure out what is with this guy. And as it turns out, his heart is starting to regenerate or something like that.
So love conquers all.
Love conquers all. So
nice
now,
theme.
What do you think?
Even though it's probably nothing like it, is it somewhat similar type of theme to a Twilight type movie?
Similar in theme to Twilight, yes. Similar theme to Twilight. I definitely.
Well, you know, I'm going to. Mm. I know you want to take the 4-star, so I'll be polite.
Well, I don't know if I do now.
Here's the sense I get.
Okay.
It seems like publicly a lot of people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The, you know, doesn't mean, you know, we will. And a lot of times we don't. You know, we'll maybe different opinion of others. But I think that you loved it.
Okay.
I do. And I'm actually.
Not a five?
I'm going to say we have a 5 singer.
Wow.
Okay. I get that sense.
Well, yeah. I also think you like it because you're a romantic at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not truly a horror movie. I've seen the previews. And it looks like an evolution,
like a
development of someone. And the theme of love conquers all. Good stuff, you know, in the world. I'm going to say you liked it at a 4-zine level, probably not a 5. But I'll tell you, the critics gave it 77% and the audience 83%. But you don't always go with the conventional.
Right.
But I'm going to go 4 zines.
Plus, John Malkovich is in it, and if he's in a movie, you
great
gotta
actor
like it.
There.
I didn't mention the actress Teresa Palmer. I had a chance to interview her a few years ago. So she was.
Yeah. She's very good, too.
Yeah.
Who
very,
is she?
She's very cute as well.
Yeah, she is.
Let's get
her. Look her up, Teresa
Palmer.
She kind
of looks like Amber Heard in a way.
Kind of. Kind of almost like Alice Eve as well.
Yeah, they all three, you know. But
Teresa Palmer. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. See, she's cute.
How can we. Wow.
Well, this is, so this is an amorous zombie boy meets human girl movie, right? So it's not a horror movie. It's more like a boy meets girl, right?
Yeah.
Romance. And you mentioned Twilight.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now that Bella and Edward have got nothing on these two characters. This is much better than Twilight.
Oh,
this
is
4 zines. 4 zines, not 5. So, once again, Dave wins. This is, I know. So, this is a very good movie, though.
I've heard really good things about
it. It is strangely romantic. I mean, who knew that a bunch of zombies could be, you know, really this romantic?
Yeah, but it's the underlying theme. It's like, see, labels bring people out of their... The labels really put blinders on people. But then, and that's what Twilight was so good about. You know, you hear of vampires... But these people, in my opinion, and I think I've given this review, they were so – look at their family values, the Collins. Excellent. I mean, they were all – they each had each other's back. And that's what I like these movies. It's they blow the labels off, and people have then an open mind to say, wow, what good people they are.
Yeah, and we'll get a chance to talk more about Twilight next week when we have Beautiful Creatures. This is a movie about witches, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Or they like to be called casters, I think. But that's a story for next week. But, you know, so this definitely is better than Twilight, I think. You know, but if you like Twilight, I think that you will really like this movie. I think if you don't like Twilight, you will really like this movie as well. It's very funny. It's very romantic. It's poetic. You know, this is a great movie. You know, Valentine's Day here is coming up next week.
So a good one to watch.
I think so. If you got a date and you don't know what movie to go see Warm Bodies. If you don't have a date and you don't know what movie to go see Warm Bodies. You might meet someone.
Not bad. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So I do win again today
on
the prediction of the zines. Greg will continue to attempt.
Eventually I'll win one.
Yes, you
it
will.
It will happen one day.
Should we take a break and when we come back, we'll have the interview?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Dave?
Dave Franco and Jonathan Levine.
I like it. And this is The Magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4, starring Greg Isaac and Joseph
Gallardo.
Hi, that was really quick. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.